Hey, everybody. You're listening to Norman Robertson's Faith Journey Podcast, the show that's filled with life-changing, biblical truth for people who want to know God better and love Him more. In today's show, we're going to drill down a little deeper into the words of Jesus and explore seven astonishing things that He said, seven powerful statements that can absolutely impact the direction and destiny of your life. When you want to know exactly what God's will is in a specific area of life, or you're seeking straight answers to perplexing questions, you can easily find the wisdom you need by immersing yourself in the greatest words ever spoken by the greatest person who ever walked on planet Earth, and that's Jesus, of course. There's a powerful verse in John chapter 8, verse 32 that says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So get ready to listen, learn, and embrace the truth that can set you free as Jesus speaks directly into your life today. If you spent any time in Sunday school as a child, you know that God is love. You know the Christmas story and the Easter story. And you know that Jesus died for you. Time magazine calls Jesus the most influential figure in history. Maybe you think you know the story of the carpenter's son from Nazareth pretty well. Jesus, the Son of God, who is gentle, kind, loving, and full of compassion. And that's all true. But do you really know who Jesus was, what He did, what He said, and what it all means for us now? Contrary to popular opinion, Jesus wasn't just a gentle teacher, meek and mild, who walked the dusty roads of Galilee offering forgiveness, words of hope, and pearls of wisdom to the massive crowds who came to hear Him. Jesus was never boring. He was a bold, uncompromising truth-teller, one who made staggering statements and spoke challenging words. Jesus was not a politically correct preacher, and He clearly and unashamedly declared what God expects and requires from each of us. Perhaps that's why Jesus Christ is the most loved and hated, adored and scorned figure in human history. The good news is, if you want to know what God really thinks, then read, receive, and absorb the sayings of Jesus. If you want the wisdom of God in your life, then shower your mind with the amazing words of Jesus. He spoke more powerfully than anyone else in history. If you want to know God's opinion on any subject, then pay close attention to everything Jesus said. When Jesus walked this earth, He gave His followers more than 100 life-changing promises. He also gave them more than 100 teachings for living a truly blessed life, a life of purpose, passion, and power that God wants us to live. Do you know what Jesus really said? Today, let Jesus speak directly into your life through these seven powerful statements. Number one, Jesus said the only people who go to heaven are those who have been born again. In John chapter 3, verses 3 and 7, He said, "Unless you are born again, you can never get into the kingdom of God." Don't be surprised at my statement that you must be born again. Number 2, Jesus gave us the defining answer to living a life free from stress, worry, and anxiety. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, He said, "Come to Me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Number 3, Jesus said the choices we make today determine our tomorrows. In Mark chapter 8, verse 36, He said, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his soul?" Number 4, Jesus gave us the greatest secret to answered prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, He said, "When you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Number 5, Jesus warned all of us against the danger of drifting spiritually and the high cost of backsliding. In Luke chapter 9, verse 62, He said, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Number 6, Jesus declared that the God of the Bible is still in the miracle-working business. Jesus guaranteed that nothing is impossible with God, nothing is too hard for God, and nothing is incurable with God. In Luke chapter 18, verse 27, He said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Number 7, Jesus revealed to us the supreme and greatest commandment. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38, he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." What happens when you decide to read and immerse your life in the sayings of Jesus? When you take Jesus seriously and treasure his words, they will replace stress with peace, sadness with joy, confusion with guidance, and fear with faith. There is no situation and no problem that you may be facing today that is beyond the help of Jesus. And there is no question you can ask that is beyond the answers of Jesus. If you want clear direction and wisdom for your life, then go to the words of Jesus. If you want to rise above fear, worry, and anxiety, then embrace the words of Jesus. If you want to get your prayers answered, then treasure the promises of Jesus. If you want to go to heaven when you die, then welcome the words of Jesus and take heed to what he says. If you want to strengthen your faith and experience a more peaceful life, then cherish the sayings of Jesus. Let me encourage you right now to open up the pages of the New Testament and discover for yourself the amazing words of Jesus. He is speaking to you today. Thanks for listening to Norman Robertson's Faith Journey podcast. Be sure to tune in again next week for more life-changing insights to help you move forward in faith and to live the kind of life that honors God. If you are blessed by today's show, visit our website at normanrobertson.com to gain access to more free resources. Until next time, God bless you, and remember, I'm praying for you.